Many of us remember a couple of years ago when Professor Z.K. Matthews was in the United States at a very opportune moment from our point of view, because he was in the United States during the Defiance campaign of 1952, and himself being an African from South Africa was in a very good position to explain the meaning of what was happening over here in South Africa. Today it is my privilege to be at Middle Drift, very close to Alice, where the University College of Fort Hare is located, and where Professor Matthews is at the present time the acting principal, and to discuss again with him the situation here in South Africa. In opening up this discussion, I would like to make one assumption, which I think Professor Matthews shares with me, and this is an assumption which many people with whom I have talked in South Africa seem to agree, namely, that the situation in South Africa today is a revolutionary one. And I'd just like to see this analyzed a little bit in this few moments with Professor Matthews. First of all, I wonder if I might ask you, Professor Matthews, what you would say the disabilities are under which the non-white people here in the Union of South Africa are living at the present time. What are some of the laws that exist, some of the acts of government and so forth, that the non-white people have to contend with? What are present trends?
There are a number of acts of parliament which have recently been passed that are agitating the minds of the non-white groups. At the present moment, one of the acts which is agitating the minds of most people is the Bantu Education Act. At the moment, the government is in the process of taking over from the missions that have been in control of African education for the last 150 years, the control of African education. And the reason why the African people are so concerned about this is that the government has made it clear that they want to make the schools an instrument of government policy rather than a means for the education of the people.
Yes. Is there much protest that is being made in any particular way against the Bantu Education Act?
Yes. Almost all organizations that have anything to do with African education are organizing protests in connection with this act. The missions, for example, are having meetings in different parts of the country to decide on matters of policy, on whether they are going to allow the government to take over their schools, and if the government does take over the schools, just how the missions are going to fit into that setup. The same thing applies to the teachers' organizations. Then also we've got parents' associations throughout the country that are organizing protests against the Bantu Education Act.
Of course, I guess the real meaning of this Bantu Education Act is that the government is now extending very obviously into the field of education its own apartheid philosophy. Is that not correct?
That is correct. The government says that they are satisfied that education as it has been conducted in the past among Africans and other non-white groups is not in keeping with the apartheid policy, and that the people are being given false ideas in the mission schools about what their situation is likely to be in the country.
Mm. What other evidences are there of policy? What about the Group Areas Act?
Yes, the Group Areas Act is another act that is causing considerable concern in different parts of the country, especially as arising out of this act, large numbers of people are going to be moved from some of the areas in which they have lived for many generations. The Group Areas Act actually amounts, in the view of many people, to organized, or shall I say legalized, robbery, because people who have bought themselves pieces of land in different parts of the country and built comfortable homes for themselves are now faced with the possibility of having to remove from those areas without any compensation and without the possibility of finding alternative accommodation in other places.
Is this Group Areas Act likely to affect you in any way?
Yes, the Group Areas Act is likely to affect me personally because I happen to own land and own a house, a home, my own home, is situated in an area which is supposed to be other than for the group to which I belong.
In other words, when the Group Areas Act is implemented, your home will be taken away from you or you will be forced to sell it?
Yes.
What will happen?
That will happen unless I am given a permit by the minister responsible for the administration of this act to continue to reside where I am. In other words, my continued stay in my own home would be a privilege rather than a right.
How would you compare the kind of segregation that exists in the United States from your experience there with what you have found here in South Africa?
The main difference, I would say, between segregation in the United States and segregation in South Africa is that in the United States, the trend of opinion is away from segregation, whereas in South Africa, the trend of events is in the direction of entrenching segregation and legalizing it. The one of the most important acts in this regard is what we call the Separate Amenities Act, which has recently been passed by the Union Parliament, under which separate amenities may be set up for non-white groups, not only by the government or by public bodies, but even by individuals. An individual can declare that a particular business place which he has set up or place of entertainment is reserved for a particular group, the white group, and the non-white groups would be excluded from that group.
Is this apartheid policy being taken into the field of labor organization at all?
Yes. The apartheid policy is being taken into the industrial field in the form of the industrial color bar. The industrial color bar has been in existence for many years, and under it, non-white groups, especially Africans, have been denied the right of collective bargaining and the right to strike in for the improvement and betterment of their own conditions.
Are there any African unions?
There are African unions, but they are not registered unions. They are not recognized under the law. And any activities that these unions engage in are really illegal. Employers are not compelled to negotiate with them. And if in their organization they decide to go out and strike, they perform an illegal act and they may be arrested for disobeying a lawful order of their masters.
There is no likelihood that African unions would be recognized.
There's no likelihood.
Is there any likelihood that there will be any greater degree of cooperation between the European unions and the African unions, which are not registered?
No. The law has, the government intends to introduce a law to separate non-white workers and white workers, where in some cases they had formerly belonged to the same unions. Previously in the Cape Province, for example, a number of non-white groups belonged to the same unions, and now it is the intention of this government to make it illegal for non-whites and whites to belong to the same unions.
Mm. Well, now going on to another aspect of this whole situation here, are the nationalists in pretty firm control here at the present time? Is there any chance that through legal, political, constitutional means, the power which they now have in the government can be displaced.
The Nationalists first came into power in 1948, and since then there has been another general election, 1953, in which their position was vastly improved. A few months ago, we had also the provincial council elections, which are, you might call, the state elections. Hmm. And in these elections, too, the Nationalists improved their position. The result is that, as far as one can see, at the present moment, they are quite firmly in the saddle. Hmm. And it looks as if it will be that way for many years. Their main opposition is provided by the United Party. But the United Party is a party that so far has lacked a clear-cut policy as far as non-white groups are concerned, because, as it has been said, all union politics are native affairs. And on this question, the United Party has vacillated, has not had a clear answer to apartheid. The result is that the electorate has been more taken in, I should say, by the plausibility of apartheid and than by the vacillation of the United Party.
What about the emergence of the Liberal Party here on the South African scene?
The Liberal Party is a new party in South Africa, and it consists of those white electors who feel that there must be an alternative policy to that of the United Party in answer to the apartheid policy of the Nationalists. I think one can sum up the policy of the Liberal Party as being a policy of gradual evolution. Their main emphasis is that non-white groups must gradually have concessions made to them if the revolutionary situation, which we spoke about at the beginning, is not to develop in the wrong way.
How much support has the Liberal Party got at the present time?
The Liberal Party has very little support indeed. They, at the last provincial council elections, they put forward some candidates in a few constituencies, and in almost all of them, they forfeited their deposits. Mm-hmm. So small was the support that they got.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally, what would you say about the state of organization among the non-white people in the Union of South Africa today? Is it getting larger? Is it are these organizations like the African National Congress and so forth gaining in strength? Are they holding their own? Or what is happening at the present time?
I believe that the organizations of the non-white groups are of very great importance in this situation. In fact, in my opinion, they provide the only organized opposition to the Nationalist government. Now, I feel that the non-white organizations are not as strong as they might be, but from contacts that I have in the African National Congress, the South African Indian Congress, and other organizations, I feel that the people are becoming more and more conscious of the disabilities under which they suffer, and that given the right leadership, they are ready to be organized into a mighty mass movement which would provide, as I say, the main opposition to the Nationalist Party. In that setup, I naturally, being a member of the African National Congress, feel that this is the organization, as it represents the majority of the non-white groups, which will be the spearhead of the liberation movement in this country.
Is there anything like the Defiance campaign shaping up for the near future, or is that not in sight at the moment?
Not at the moment. The Defiance campaign has virtually been suspended. But this does not mean that the spirit of the Defiance campaign has disappeared. I feel that what is happening is that people are pausing, they are taking a breath for the next move forward, which when it comes, in my opinion, will surprise the nationalists and surprise the world.
Well, thanks an awful lot, Professor Matthews, for this word with you and the word to many of us in America.